the rest of the story. Bob had been a prominent attorney and a respected statesman. He had served as United States Secretary of War under two administrations and a minister to Great Britain under a third. But there was one strange thing, though. In his later years, he strictly avoided the company of the president. Nothing against that particular president, understand, nor any particular president, and yet Bob promised himself and everybody else that he would never again permit himself a physical proximity to any of our nation's chief executives. And Bob kept that promise. That which he considered an excellent reason for doing so is the rest of the story. At 58, Bob was so many years withdrawn from public life, yet still quite popular in Washington. September 1901, at the suggestion of President McKinley, Bob would meet the chief executive at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo. Arriving there, Bob learned that the president had been shot. He rushed to the side of the stricken leader. Those wounds, as you know, proved fatal. And in a way, Bob blamed himself. Because 20 years previous, when Bob was Secretary of War under Garfield, he, Bob, was to meet that president at a train station, and on that occasion, only moments before Bob got there, President Garfield had been felled by an assassin's bullet. And the subtle pattern was only then emerging. For 16 years prior to the death of James Garfield, Bob had accepted yet another presidential invitation to join the President and Mrs. Lincoln in their box at Ford's Theater, and Bob was moments late for that appointment. Just as he arrived at the theater, they were carrying the mortally wounded Lincoln to a house across the street. Now, Bob would have sat in the back of that box, perhaps obscuring the aim of John Booth. So Bob blamed himself, as he would 16 years later when Garfield was killed, and two decades after that when McKinley was killed. And so convinced was Bob of his jinx on the presidency that after the third president was martyred, he accepted no further invitations from our chief executives. Years later, when another president invited him to lunch, Bob remarked, "If only they knew, they wouldn't want me there." And later, when he was asked if he would attend a certain function where the president was also to be, Bob responded, "No, I'm not going." And he said, "They'd better not invite me because there's a certain fatality about presidential functions whenever I am present." Coincidences, you say? Well, maybe. Yet Bob had been in close proximity to three of our nation's four presidential assassinations. And in this, he was unique. His feelings of guilt are equally understandable because the night Abe Lincoln was shot, Bob, had he not been late to the theater, had he not been late, he might very well have been in Booth's way. Although nobody can say for sure, Bob might have prevented the murder of his own father. You see, Bob, the man who on three separate rendezvous with three different presidents was accompanied by the angel of death, was Robert Todd Lincoln, Abe Lincoln's eldest son. And now you know the rest of the story.